Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Zvachim Yud Beis, Zvachim 12a, pagination is 23. We'll start towards the bottom of the page, about six lines up. We're on the topic of Ba'alei Chayim Nidachin. Do animals designated for karbanos that got pushed away have the status of being permanently pushed away, and even when things get fixed, they cannot be brought as a karbon? Or can the Baal Chai that was nidcha be restored and now be available? And we have a number of intriguing cases that the Gemara presents on this topic. The position of the Gemara is Kosova Rabbi Yochanan Ba'alei Chayim Nidachin, that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is that these animals that got pushed away remain pushed away, and since at one point they were not available in some somewhat permanent way not to be brought as karbanos, they remain as such. Even when things get fixed, they cannot be brought. We do not necessarily paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, if we take the position and presentation of the Rambam as our guide. We'll see it in a moment as it develops with the different cases, but you can sneak peek into the outer column of the Gemara, and you'll see in the last entry of the top left commentary, Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, the commentary writes the source in the Rambam that would relate to this topic, and Uposak Dikreva Deloka Rabbi Yochanan. And the psak of the Rambam is that this animal could be brought and not like Rabbi Yochanan. Likewise, this on Amud Beis, the same outer commentary top, this time it'll be the right-hand corner, it's always on the outer side of the page. The second paragraph, it's the first entry on the page. And again, he gives the source in the Rambam and he writes, Udelo ki Rabbi Yochanan, and not like Rabbi Yochanan. So we're going to be really just introducing the topic and giving a bunch of illustrations, not necessarily the way we would paskin if we accept the Rambam as our guide in Psak. Let's see the Gemara, though, and appreciate the position that's presented in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. At the end of a line, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Behemo shal shnei shutvin, if an animal is owned by two partners in the animal, hikdish chetzya, one of them sanctified his half, and then he buys the other half from his partner, and he makes that kodesh designated to be a korban as well. So at this point, it's totally designated for the korban, but it happened in increments. Says the Gemara, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Kedusha ve'ena kreva, it's holy, but it cannot be brought. And that's because it was nidche. When the first half was created, it was pushed away from being a karban because the other half was not yet kadosh. You can't bring the animal as a karban. And now that the second half is rectified, it's not sufficient because it was already pushed away. Va'osa temura, and you would be able to do an exchange act, the rule of the exchange act is that the person is trying to transfer the holiness from one animal to a different animal so that the animal that's currently a korban should be freed up and the kadosh one would be the new one. And the halacha in such a case is vayahu usemuraso yihya kodesh, they both become holy. So the rule here is osa temura, you could effectuate the rules of temura of exchange, utumurasa kayotseba, and the exchanged animal is going to have the same rules that all you can do is put it out to pasture. You can't use it because it's designated as a carbon. You can't bring it as a carbon because it was pushed away. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's sufficient reason not to be able to bring it. And you could pasture it. When it gets a mum, you'd be able to sell it, and with that money, buy a carbon that would be able to be brought. So that's the first case, the case of partners, where one is makdish half, and then becomes able, through a purchase, to be makdish the second half. But at one point, it was rejected, so to speak, from the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it will not work as a carbon. Let's turn on to the second side, and let's see another case. Top line, Amar Ula. Ula said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ochal Chelev. A person ate forbidden fat. V'hifrish carbon. And he separated a carbon. He wants to do tshuva on this mistaken eating of the forbidden fat. V'hemir dos. And then he became a non-believer. He subscribed to a different religion. He dropped Judaism. So he's not eligible at that point to bring a carbon because he's not a believer. V'chazar bo. And then he changed his mind about his deviant intent, his thoughts about Avodah Zarah, whatever. So now he's back to being a Jew. So he is restored. He's going to do tshuva. He'll be restored. But the animal, hol v'nidcha yidcha, the animal, since it was pushed away because its owner was not a believer, once it's pushed away, it cannot be brought. And that's the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan. Itmar Nami, we have a similar ruling. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Again, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ochal chelev v'hifrish carbon. In this case, the person ate the forbidden fat, designated the carbon, v'nishtato. And he became a shote. We translate typically a fool, but it means that his mental capacity was severely limited during that time. V'chaza v'nishtafa, and then he got cured. So, I'm glad he's cured. He should have a refuah shalema. Bahoil v'nidcha yidcha. Once the animal was pushed away, it's pushed away according to this presentation of Rabbi Yochanan. Utsurichi, and you need these different cases. De'iash me'inon kamaisa. If I would only know the case of Hemir Das, his deviant religious behavior. Mishum duhu dachi nafshei biyadayim, because he's doing it to himself. Aval hocha d'memeila idchi, but over here, when his intelligence is compromised. Ki yashin dami, I would think it's like a person who's sleeping. A person who's sleeping doesn't invalidate the carbon, even though while he's sleeping, he can't answer your questions. So I would have thought that the intelligence compromised case is beyond his control, and he's still considered eligible to bring the carbon. So we're finding out that Rabbi Yochanan's position on that is it's been pushed away. And if I would only know the case of the mental capacity being compromised, it's not in his ability to fix it. But in the case of Hemir Das, the religious deviant behavior, he could fix it at any moment. I would think maybe that's not considered pushed away. I need both cases. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, now that we understand this concept of pushed away, listen to this case, which is particularly heartwarming, if you will, as difficult as it is, but because we just learned Hurrius and we're familiar with the mistaken rulings of Bezdin-type cases. Achal chelev, a person ate chelev, the forbidden fat, v'hifrish carbon, and he designated a carbon, v'horu bezdin shechelev mutter, and then Bezdin ruled that chelev is permitted. So at that point, what's he going to bring a carbon for? Beis Din says it's okay. They say he didn't do anything wrong. V'chazru bohen mahu. And now they corrected their ruling, so he's back to needing to bring a carbon. Mi avadichui o lo avadichui. Is that considered pushed away, or is it not considered pushed away? Can that animal still be brought? Omaleahu saba. There was an elder in the Beis Medrash who said, Ki posach Rabbi Yochanan bedichuyin miha posach. Actually, whenever Rabbi Yochanan wanted to discuss the topic of dichuy, a carbon that's pushed away, he used that case. That was his classic paradigm case. My taima, why? Hosam gavra itchi, carbon lo itchi. In the other cases, they're actually more sophisticated, because the person was pushed away, but the carbon is waiting to be brought. But you don't have an owner that's available, so that's why he got pushed away. But hacha karban nami yitchi, in your case of Beis Din mistakenly ruling it's okay and then retracting, so during the time period that they mistakenly ruled that it's okay, the carbon and the person, everything is not relevant to be brought as a carbon. And therefore he started with that case as the classic case, easy to understand. And then from that case, he would develop it as you quoted those other quotes. What happens if only the owner is out of commission to bring the carbon, but the animal is still quite eligible? What would the halacha be in such cases? One other case, just to complete the intriguing cases over here. The Rambam mentions the case of a mum over in the animal, a blemish that is going to heal, but in the current position, it's not allowed to be brought. Vinisrapa, and then it got healed. What is the halacha in such a case? The Rambam paskins, yachso l'chashruso, it goes back to its kosher status, and it could be brought. And we had the example of Yoshein, even in our Gemara, a person who goes to sleep, that's not considered a dichui, that's something that's waiting to happen to be corrected. The person fundamentally is available to bring a karban, and therefore in the case of Yoshein, it would still be kosher. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.